Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Trees Forever field coordinator Hannah Howard about the Buffers, Birds, Bees, and Beyond Field Day at the Port Loayza Wildlife Refuge. The field day is called Buffer, Birds, Bees, and Beyond. So what can you tell me about it?
Well, it's a chance for landowners, farmers, to come together and learn about different options to help improve their property for future sustainability and for future generations. And we're going to cover a whole range of topics, everything from riparian buffers to pollinators and wildlife habitat to invasive species and even agroforestry.
Okay. What exactly is agroforestry?
So it's a way of using trees in different ways on your property. And there's five different agroforestry practices, from riparian buffers, which can help improve water quality around streams and rivers, to medicinal plants in woodlands, using trees for cattle to help shade them, to help with heat stress, as well as alley cropping, which is using trees in rows and putting crops in between, such as hay or wheat or even corn. And then the final being windbreaks. So using trees as windbreaks to shield your farm or property.
Do you do field days like this with some frequency?
Well, we have field days around the state. Just kind of depends year to year. We just had a field day up in the Linn and Johnson County area just last Saturday with similar topics for backyard forest landowners. But we have field days all around the state, just depending on the field coordinator that offers it.
So why do you feel like educating farmers about this sort of thing is important?
Well, there's so many reasons why I think it is important, because there's so much that we can do with our private land here in Iowa. And that includes planting more native plants and trees to improve our water quality, because any perennial vegetation, whether it's prairie plants or trees and shrubs, they all really do a great job at being able to catch soil before it erodes, filter our water, clean our water, as well as providing really important habitat that's really needed here in Iowa. And so I want to make opportunities like this field day possible for people to attend so that they can learn how they can do different plantings and management strategies on their properties to help improve their land for future generations.
All right. Is there a cost for this event?
No, the cost is free and lunch is included.
All right. And do people have to pre-register for it?
Yes. They can go to our website at treesforever.org/BBB and they can find the registration online. And so I'll need to get a head count for numbers so I can plan accordingly for food.
All right. And it looks like they need to register by October 4th?
Yes.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about the event?
There will be a variety of speakers from Pheasants Forever, Fish and Wildlife Service, Trees Forever, the NRCS, and the DNR Forestry as well. So there's going to be a lot of really great resources there. So I really hope that people will take advantage of this and also bring questions of their own from their own property. And it should be a really great day. So I hope you join us.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Hannah Howard. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.